Coming up!
Próximamente.
Topless, nice bikinis, your tits out.
The only thing you could hit it was this.
Oh, gosh. Nice catch-up about cocks and tits.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do.
But like the very, very first cardigan Mia came home from the hospital in.
You keep also the first nappy that she put in?
No.
Why? It's the first pull.
Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please, please, can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it will really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos.
Welcome along, everybody. Are you all right, Gorks?
I'm very good, you?
Well, yeah, I mean, to you, it's just another podcast day. But for me, happy real New Year. Hey, now it's New Year.
What do you
March,
mean?
End of March, the real New Year. None of this December, me lark. This is when it's New Year. This is the, it's in line with nature. It's the equinox. It's the start of renewal. It's the renewal process. Spring lambs, daffodils, earthworms, lighter nights. Now start your New Year's resolutions because it's the real New Year.
Which kind of mushroom tea have you been taking?
Mushroom tea?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
No, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with anyone celebrating in December? You're still in hibernation mode. Animals are still hibernating. The ground is dead. Nothing's going on. Now is the real New Year. The spring equinox. The circadian rhythm now. Everyone will be in such a better mood.
It's not very spring in here, to be honest, because the weather here is not very great.
No, but it's lighter at night.
We got 3 days of sun a couple of weeks ago, and that was our spring done, you know?
No, it's not.
Yeah. Blue skies, 9 degrees. That's what we get.
You keep positive. Keep hopeful, sunshine. It's a space where we listen and don't judge.
Mm-hmm.
We solve dilemmas.
Correct.
We play games.
Also.
Someone messaged me, actually. We had a game. It was a few weeks ago now for St. David's Day.
Yes.
And we had a voice note from Gethin Jones.
Yes.
And a lady thanked me
just
for hearing Gethin.
Oh.
She was like, I'm obsessed with him. Thank you so much.
You can watch it every morning on telly.
I know. Just put Morning Live on.
Yeah.
And then listen to us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you do want to get in touch at any point, our social media is lost.in.podcast, or you can voice note us, or you can send us a WhatsApp, no nudes. It's 077-610-39898. That's 077-610-39898. Or you can email us, lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. Anyway, Happy New Year. It's Gemma and Gorka. This is Lost in Translation.
Vamonos. Okay, so for you, now we are New Year's, no?
Mm-hmm.
Nice, so,
yeah.
Because it's the new start of a cycle, like spring.
It's the spring equinox, your circadian rhythm's better, lighter nights, lighter mornings, animals, plants, everything's coming alive.
To be honest, it makes a difference, you know, when I go to pick up Mia from school, and he's like,
yeah,
light.
And it's the natural circle, it's not the man-made calendar, December malark.
So soon we will have to change the clocks, no?
Yeah.
From now on, I will have to have the shutters and the blinds down because at 5 a.m. will be like bright.
Yeah, and I'll be out in my ice bath.
And I will be moaning about how bright it is. I can't sleep.
Yes,
great.
Because I'll be taking it all in.
Love it.
When it comes to night, I'm the morning owl. You're the night owl, aren't you?
No, I'm
up every day before you. Not like
because I want to let you wake up.
That's what I mean. No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I naturally wake up.
Me too.
Early.
I was awake at 6 a.m. I didn't want to stand up.
But you will lie in bed till 7 if you can. You'll just chill. Whereas once I'm up, wherever going to bed, you can watch a series, you can chill. I'm in bed. I'm like, no.
Last night, what time you went to, when you went to bed from watching?
I can't remember. I fell asleep watching Yellowstone.
Yeah, so I was already flat out. I wake up this morning with my headphone behind my head and the red light glasses and then my back.
But I love when it's like this. I can get up at 5:30.
Me too.
4 o'clock, 4:30, I can jump out of bed.
Me too. I don't have a problem to go to the wake up in the morning when it's sunny. It gives me energy. Remember last summer I was running at 5:30 in the morning.
Whereas in the winter, you only get up early for winter if you're going to the airport.
I'm a person that I live with the sun. If, like, from a week to week or, like, within a week, just the sunlight will completely change my whole system and mood.
It does.
Because if I have sunlight, like, hot weather, like, if I go on... Remember when we go on holidays?
Yeah.
I could be finishing the tour and now when I say on holidays and I have, like, a boost of energy and I can be up every day.
So do you not think it makes sense as to why New Year should be then? Because why would you put pressure on people to start resolutions and give up things and be strict with things in the depth of winter?
I just think that we should just...
Now everyone's so much more positive.
You know what makes sense for me? It makes sense that we should be in a place that we have sun, like in Tenerife.
Well, hopefully we will be.
Or like Mallorca.
That's what we've set ourselves the goal this year, haven't we? We've been saying it for over a year now. We're hoping to get a place in Mallorca.
Mm.
And we're now, but it's just finding the time to go and view them. We've seen some
online.
And
the companies are going to help us to find a place.
If you're an estate agent in Mallorca, please contact us because we've contacted loads of different ones. And we see them online and they look amazing, but you can't buy a property just from seeing it online.
Yes, it will happen like in Amazon, you know. What you see and then what you get.
And we need to find time to go out and spend a good 3 or 4 days there. I want to know the local area, how close it is to the beach, make sure we're not living next door to any idiots or murderers, do you know what I mean? It's got to be a nice place.
Yeah.
But that is the goal for this year and we're setting it now. My New Year's resolution is to have a place in Mallorca. And we'll do a pod from Mallorca then.
The summer pod.
Yes.
We can do the summer pod. Lost in translation in the beach.
Yes.
Lost in the beach. Yay.
We can get on the beach to sponsor us. We'll all go on the beach. And there you go. We'll do it from the villa.
Topless, nice bikinis.
Bikinis?
Yeah. Your tits out.
Bikinis?
Yeah. Bikinis?
Yeah.
Your, nah.
With my knockers out?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, no.
I love to do this work. I know how much annoys her. I love to do it.
It does annoy me. Yeah, that and when you do the helicopter at the top of the stairs. I think, is that something all men do?
Probably.
I think all men do that, don't they?
Yeah.
Tiago does stuff like that at the minute, does he? He goes, boobies.
Oh, I have a funny
and
memory.
And tries to jab
now that
my
you
boob.
Said that, I remember we were on tour, yeah?
Mm.
We were in one of the tours. And we used to have ice baths, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I should say this, but...
Well, your balls will touch your spine with an ice bath, mine. Won't they?
So we have ice buckets, yeah? When we finish the show and we go in the ice buckets. So most of the time it was just the boys doing ice baths, or three of the boys. And then Karen and Luba, and sometimes Jovita used to go and do the ice baths. And we used to have one for the girls and one for the boys, yeah? Because somebody changed rooms and stuff like that. But this location, there was no space in the girls' room. So Gina, the Michelle's therapist, put both in the boys', showers area, And we have like 3 showers or 4 showers. And it was 2 showers for showering and 2 for the ice baths. So it was 1 ice bath, shower, ice bath. He said, and be both together. So I remember it was Nikita and Vito in one of the ice baths together to go quicker.
Yeah.
And then I was in the shower because I already finished the ice bath. And then it was someone else in the shower and then the ice bath. Yeah. Okay. So the girls run in to go in the ice bath.
Right.
So they go like, oh, it's busy. Where is the ice bath? I think it's the next one. And I was in the shower. No, so I was close.
Yeah.
It's the other one. But one of the guys who was showering, he thought it was just for the boys. So he was having a shower with no clothes. Yeah. So the girl went to look at the ice bath. No, it's the next one. And the next one was the guy showering like he came to the wall. Yeah. And the
girl
was like, oh, and he was like, oh, sorry. And he started to clock, 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 clock.
Oh, no. You started helicoptering.
No helicopter, just going
flapping it.
Side to side. The only thing you could hit it was this.
Oh, gosh.
It was so funny.
And what did, was it Luba who did it, who saw it?
It was like, oh!
I bet Luba was like, please.
She was in shock.
I eat this shit for breakfast. You can imagine Luba, can't you? She's brilliant, Luba.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Oh, that's how genuinely how the Strictly look. Everyone's just a close-knit family, do all kinds of stuff.
Anyway, after this...
So it isn't, that's, well, you've answered your own question. It isn't just you who does that at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, bro, it's a lot of people, a lot of men do it there. Scrubbers. Everybody, the helicopter all day. That's not the helicopter. I don't know how you call that.
The elephant? No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Girls don't do stuff like that.
Yeah, you can.
I know we can't, but we could with our boobs, but I think it'd hurt.
Well, do you remember the time that you were in the table at home in the counter?
I slapped him on the counter.
And you didn't have a brand new one. I go, okay, look, and you were like, dush.
Yeah, slapped him on the counter. It hurt.
There you go.
If you exercise without a proper bra on, it wrecks me.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Anyway.
Welcome to Lost in Translation.
Nice catch-up.
Nice catch-up about cocks and tits.
Should we go with Rebecca?
This is from Rebecca, but we've got to read out a few messages from some international listeners.
Yes.
Here you go, Gorka. Rebecca, listening from South Africa.
Oh, I love South Africa.
It's beautiful. She says, I'm at work. I love your show. Oh, my gosh. Hello. All the way in South Africa. That's amazing, isn't it? I swam with great white sharks in South Africa.
I love South Africa barbecues.
Really?
So good. They have a specific name. I don't know how is it called, but they are very good.
Is it called the Blokrund's bungee? Blokrund's. It was like the third highest bungee jump.
Oh, you did that also, no?
I did that in South Africa, and I swam with great white sharks, and it was one of the best experiences of my life. You know the great white shark? Its eyeball is like the size of your fist, and they come right up close and then dart away, and the mouth's permanently open, so you just see teeth. Like, I couldn't believe it.
You love sharks.
I'm a member of a shark group on Facebook. Gorky always laughs at me. I lie in bed. I genuinely do, don't I? And I'm reading facts about great whites.
Oh, then she wakes up the next morning and goes like, Gorka, I couldn't sleep last night. And I was like, no wonder. For the last half hour before you went to bed, you was wearing videos of sharks attacking people.
No, I'm...
Or being attacked.
So I love Shark Week and I'm a member of a Facebook group all about sharks. Yeah. We love sharks. The movie Jaws. I just think they're magnificent creatures. They've been around as long as the dinosaurs have.
Really?
Like, it's a prehistoric creature. How can you not be fascinated?
The other day,
them?
She showed me this video that she saw. It was like, you know, when you go on like a catamaran or like jaws, and they were on the boat.
Catamaran.
And this guy jumped on the water, and a shark comes in. He's trying to get out of the water, but the shark bites him. He climbs into the catamaran. Someone is helping him, pulls him out of the water.
When
he pulls
him,
has no legs. The guy who is pulling it gets scared, lets him go. And then he goes back to the water and gets bite again. It's like,
no.
Why would you do that?
Because he picked him up and saw him and he panicked and let go.
Oh, gosh.
But I just think it really upsets me that people still kill sharks just to eat the fin. I can't bear it. Literally, Gorka, dinosaurs, prehistoric dinosaurs, sharks, alligators, crocodiles, lizards, millions and millions of years of being here with us. And I just think I'd love to hug one. Obviously, I never would. I don't encourage you to. But, yeah, I got to swim with them in South Africa. So thank you, Rebecca, for getting in touch from South Africa and reigniting that memory. Do you want to read Isa?
Isa Ioana.
Ioana.
Oyana.
Oyana. Oh, that's pretty. That's like Moana. That's a pretty name.
It's Basque.
Oyana. What is it?
So it's wrote Oyana, but you pronounce it like Oyana, like with a Y.
Oyana. And Rocky the dog. Oh, look.
Photo below.
Oh, look at Rocky. He looks like a beagle, does he?
Yeah, so they speak Basque, I think. They're from like, hello, Gemma and Gorka. This is our little family. We live in a little city called Astigarraga, near to San Sebastian.
Oh, San Sebastian,
so
Rocky.
Astigarraga. Can you say that?
Astigarraga.
Astiga?
Astigarraga.
Garraga.
Astigarraga.
Very good. Osondo.
Osondo.
Osondo is bien. Muy bien. Near to San Sebastian, in the Basque country, where I'm from.
Yes.
Best food in the world, in the Basque country. We love your podcast. We hear you weekly and love with you guys. We adore you spontaneously so much.
Spontaneity. Yeah.
Yes. Spontaneidad.
Spontaneidad.
Here in Astigarraga is the season of sidrerías.
What does that mean?
Sidrerías is a drink It's made with apple, from apple.
Like an apple spritz?
No, it's not apple spritz. It's like a, it looks like a, it's like a cross between a beer, but from apple, yeah?
Apple cider.
Yeah, kind of like that. And it's very famous in Asturias and in our Basque region. Yeah, but it's mainly, it comes from, I think if I'm not wrong, correct me, I think the sidra is from Asturias. Yeah.
They're saying, have you ever been in one? So yes. You mean like where they grow?
Yeah, it's like the barrels and the everything, yeah?
Okay.
But we have it also, you know, like how you go to the pub and you go to your roast,
yeah,
on Sundays. So we will have that in the sidrerías. So sidrerías is like a huge pub where you can have like roast the lunch or dinner, but it's all around the sidreria. And they have these huge, normally they are very wide and long, and you have these huge barrels, yeah? And then you go from the barrel and you get it straight from the barrel.
Oh, nice.
And you drink it, yeah? And it's like, you know, like the big barrels for the beer?
Yeah.
Like beer, that, but for the sidra.
She says here, it's, you can enjoy cider. It's fermented apple juice in a wooden barrel.
There you go.
And when the shout of, what does that say? Toxt.
The choch.
Choched is heard.
Yeah.
Everyone gathers around the cupella, which
barrel.
Is the barrel, to fill their glasses directly from the tap.
Yeah.
The meal is traditionally fixed and shared,
yeah,
featuring chorizo, cooked in cider, a cod omelette, fried cod with peppers, and a thick ribeye steak, followed by
Idiazabal cheese.
Yeah, I couldn't pronounce that. Cheese with a quince jelly and walnuts.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they have a vegetarian menu, so I could come with you.
Quince is like membrillo.
Quince.
Yeah. Normally you have the Idiazabal cheese with membrillo and nueces.
That does sound that sounds like a lovely day out, as Gary Barlow would say. That is my idea of a great day out.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the picture. She says, thank you for making the day funnier with your podcast.
Skerrikasko.
Skerrikasko. What
which
does that
means,
mean?
Skerrikasko means muchas gracias.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that lovely photo.
Yeah.
Oh, they look like a proper little happy, content family.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
So we've got listeners in South Africa, New Zealand, and the Basque country.
I want you to go to San Sebastian.
Oh, I'd love to.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's only an hour and 15 from Bilbao.
Yeah, I'll go.
We can go.
Yeah, we can definitely go. I'm up for that.
Tapas. Ooh, pinchos.
I mean, the Lost in Translation is translating.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hopefully it's not getting lost.
Want to do our debates for the week?
Yes, well, you go first.
So my debate is something really, really petty, but it really, really annoyed me.
Tell me.
Now, when I start saying this, don't interrupt and say, no, it was because this, this and this. So we have our sink, kitchen sink, everyone does. Next to the kitchen sink, we have the tray where you stack your plates, your knives and forks. I don't even know what that's called, that.
Yeah, the drainer.
The drain. And on top of that, so that if you took that away, you'd just have the marble worktop and it's got little ridges in it, which are slightly tilted for water to drain out of. We've got a plastic tray on ours, haven't we, with a plate stacker.
Because you want to, yeah.
And Mia and Tiago have vitamins in the morning. They have vitamin C in the morning and magnesium before bed. And I give it them in
syringe.
A syringe. That's what they have it in. It's not a capsule, it's a syringe one. And I gave Mia hers. And Tiago hadn't had his. So I washed the syringe, because he wasn't having his from later on. And I put it in the ridge because I thought the water from it will drain away. It won't clog. It won't get messy. You walked over and he literally...
Flickered.
He picked it up and he went, Gemma, you see this? And I went, yeah. He went, just put here. And you put it in the plastic container bit.
Yeah.
Container bit. And he went, it's just a small movement from here to here. And I looked at you and went, Thiago's not had his yet. And the reason I put it there was so the water from it would drain off.
Yeah, but you know what is the problem?
It's like, near the edge.
It's not even. No, it's just a movement. Just from here to here, it's like less than a roller.
Yeah, but the water would have collected in the tray rather than drain off into the sink. That's why I left it on the ridge, so that the water doesn't clog.
No, because you know what happens also? The water from that thing that you think doesn't go there, stays there. Because the one who is wiping every 2 seconds, all of that is me. It's the same thing that when you get the brush with the soap in the sponge.
I leave it over the sink.
Instead of flick it. You have to drain the water and then put it on that thing that you have, that you bought on
the
purpose.
Drainer. Yeah,
the
drainer, bought a drainer.
So then everything wasn't wet, yeah? You put it on the count, like half into the sink, half out.
Yeah, so it drains into the sink.
No, it doesn't. Because sometimes what happens is the soap leaks into the other place, into the counter. Yes. And it looks like all wet and not dry and tidy.
But it's a sink.
It's okay, don't worry.
It can be wet, it's a sink.
Next time, not the sink.
Oh, smash your face in.
Not the sink, the marble thing. Next time that you do it, don't worry, I'll take a video and a picture and I add it in the podcast. So then there's a proof of what you do.
There's a proof of how pedantic you wanted me to move it 2 inches.
No, it's just to be tidy and dry.
Okay, well, that's my debate. Well, what's yours? Do you have one? Have I been good again?
My debate is this, for example.
For example,
how you do that?
Me leaving things around. Yeah. I've not left anything around recently. No socks. My footband from the gym. I took back up to the gym yesterday. Mm-hmm. I got the mat out to stretch on. I put that straight back.
No, you don't want to notice me. I just realised it now.
What?
Your stickers for the nose thing. In the morning you come down and you stick them somewhere. And then you get, for the other day I went to get water to give Tiago, and it was one of her nose stickers sticking on the glass of the yeah. Tiago's water.
No, that's because, right, I sleep with a nose opener. It's a metallic thing. It's only on Amazon. And you put 2 stickers on the side of your nose, and then you attach the little plastic metal that goes dunk, and it visibly widens your nostrils. And it promotes nasal breathing, and I sleep so much better with it.
Who introduced you to do that?
I saw it on a...
No, you didn't.
No, you did. So I sleep so much better with it. And the first thing I do in the morning is I take the nose bit off, because Benji licks my face and I'm worried I'll lose it. I take it off and put it on the side, and then I'm a bit tired. So then when I get up, I forget I've got the stickers on. So I come down and I'm pottering about, feeding the birds, doing whatever. I sometimes go in the ice bath with it on. And then I'll sometimes think, oh, gosh, I've
yes,
still got
I know.
It on.
I found out, I found one in the
so
ice bath the other day, stick on the edge of the ice bath.
Yeah, so I just take it off wherever I am, whatever room I'm in the house, it just gets stuck on something so that you'll find it. I could be, if I'm outside, it's getting stuck on the garden fence. If I'm in the kitchen, I can stick it on a banana peel. Because it annoys you.
But
that's
this,
why.
Honestly.
And Tiago will go, Mum, what's that? And he'll remove these stickers. You sleep in a nose tape.
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
It's similar. It's
it
the same
is.
Thing. If I wear it, it keeps falling through the night.
It made me laugh the other night because Gorka, you instigated a cheeky mum and dad time the other night. And I was like, oh, okay. And I looked at you and you had your nose tape on. And I said, you're not even going to take that nose tape off. And you're like, no, I'm too tired.
It helps me breathe, you know. When I go down there in apnea.
I was like, that's the level of effort we're
when
right
I have
now.
To dive into apnea.
Oh, gosh.
Helps me breathe. I go like,
anyway, those are our debates. So let us know who you agree with. LostInTranslation@bowermedia.co.uk or WhatsApp us on 077-610-39898 or follow us on social media at lost.in.podcast.
I'm just cracking myself up.
You crack yourself up.
High five.
As if you did a muff diving gag.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the world record in apnea.
We've got, what's apnea?
It's when you go under without breathing.
Why do you call it apnea?
It's apnea, how you call it. When you dive without assisting oxygen, you go this, and you have to dive.
Right.
That's called apnea.
That's just, that sounds a ridiculous thing to do.
Yes, apnea.
I know they have competitions for it because someone keeled over recently from
yeah,
doing
it,
didn't
they? Yeah, you go in apnea.
It's like a free dive.
Yeah, apnea.
That's just stupid.
But it's not free dive, really, because you know how they do it. You have a harness connected to a rope, and the rope is weighted.
Of course it is. You need to be able to get back up if you need.
Yeah, because you get lost and not to rescue.
Oh, you could die.
Yeah, that's your choice. You do an apnea.
Or you could get eaten by a shark.
There's no shark when they do it.
Shark week.
Baby
can't wait for Shark
Week.
Genuinely can't wait for Shark Week. In fact, there's a new thing started on Netflix, Dinosaurs.
I got a shark.
And that's very, very good. I love
nice.
Stuff like that.
Oh, so that's the dilemma. Our dilemmas is finished, yeah? Yeah. You've been very good. Also, I like your trousers.
These are really comfy, these. Yeah, I'm nice. Going to get one in every colour.
Nice. So can you sort your wardrobe, for example? That's horrible. You need to sort that out. You can't even look in that wardrobe.
Do you know what? I did say to Gorka, this weekend, you'll be very pleased to know it's happening. I'm going to get out every single item of clothing I own and do a keep or charity. I'm going to try it on. If it fits, then I'm comfy, keep. If not, it'll go to charity. I'm going to do a full clear out.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to ask Ryan,
yeah,
the stylist, to just go and get me a full new wardrobe. I don't need to be with him. I don't want to try anything on. I can't be asked with none
you
of that.
You have to try it.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
Unless I'm shopping for food, I'm not shopping. I can't stand clothes shopping. Buy stuff for the kids, yes. I hate... Changing room mirrors are awful. They make you look like shite. The clothes are always on the wrong hanger. It's always the wrong sizing.
Can I go with him?
Yeah, genuinely. Take my card. Go and get what you need. What I need to get.
Okay.
Honestly.
And then I'll take your card.
And I'll have a brand new wardrobe. I'm okay. More than happy for that to happen.
I sold your shoes. I have so many shoes that I have to get rid of and they're new.
That's what I
mean. I can give it to you.
There you go. Should we solve a dilemma from one of our lovely listeners?
I think we should. This episode of Lost in Translation is sponsored by Whoop.
For those of you who don't know, Whoop is a wearable strap that tracks your sleep, strain, stress and heart health 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whoop gives you a complete view of your health. I've actually matched my band today to my outfit.
And by the way, you're going to love the new bands.
And if there's any females listening, you can track your period on Whoop as well. I do that. So you put it logs your data from everything. It'll tell you what phase of your cycle you're in, tell you when to pull back on training.
Yep.
My recovery today was like 80-something percent.
Nice. My one is 62 good. Only. Yeah.
There you go. Since we started using Whoop, it has genuinely made a positive impact on our lives, a really positive one. And having the kids in the house, it comes with broken sleep and Benji. But Whoop has helped us build routines that actually last.
Spring is nearly upon us, so it's a great time of the year to make some positive changes to your life, and Whoop is the perfect coach to help you on your journey.
So get started on Whoop today for free by going to join.whoop.com/translation. That's join.whoop.com/translation. This week's dilemma comes from Alfie, and he says, "Hi guys, I've got a dilemma. I need your help in how to tell my girlfriend what's happened. She's always telling me to not play football in the house with the kids, but while she was out last week, we had an impromptu game in the kitchen. I went to put a free kick into the top corner against my 5-year-old son, who was the goalkeeper, and ended up accidentally smashing a crystal fruit bowl that her nana bought us as a present. My girlfriend loves this fruit bowl, but hasn't noticed yet that it isn't there. I've been bribing my kids with sweets to not tell her, but I know at some point one of them will spill the beans. How do I let her know gently what happened and that it's now wrapped up in a tea towel in the loft? Keep up the good work on the pod. It's one of the highlights of my week, Alfie." Alfie, foul play.
I did, I remember.
Red card for you, Alfie. And you did do that, yeah. But it was a glass of water smashed and went all over the house.
You look at me and I'm like, it wasn't me. No, but recently, apart from that one, recently we did another one. I was playing with Thiago, remember?
Mm.
And the whole pot in the corner.
Yeah.
The orange.
Why? Yeah. I don't know why. Why did you have to play football in the house?
No, we didn't play football. I was playing with Thiago and Thiago went to hide and he hid behind and then to try to run away, he pushed it.
And how long had I had that for? It was a vase. I'm not joking. It was about 1.5 meters tall. This beautiful vase that I'd had for about 12 years.
No,
I got it from Prospect. I've had it a long, long time.
Not that one.
And the feathers, the vase was old, the feathers were new.
Oh.
I got some beautiful, like, bright orange, gorgeous feathers, looked lovely. And the whole thing got smashed.
It was that stuff. Every time that you move them, the feathers used to, like, fleece everywhere. It was so, like...
It was lovely.
Okay.
And you smashed the whole thing. Alfie, the first advice for you, if I was in your situation, Alfie, the first thing I would do is get myself on a Amazon or find out where it was from and try and replace it.
Firstly, play football outside.
Yeah, that would come in handy. But if you can replace it before she notices, I would do that. Maybe speak to the nan. Say, "Oh, that bowl you got her, it's lovely. I want to get my mum one. I want to get my mum one. Where's it from?" Find out where it's from and replace it.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all...
Or just say that you break it and you want to replace it. No?
Yeah, but what's the backlash going to be? If it's the crystal one that a nan got her, it's the sentimental value of it. You're all right, you just throw anything away. I'm a bit of a hoarder when it comes to sentimental objects. Do you know what I mean?
Mm, that's why our loft is full of things.
Yeah, I mean, because you want to keep them. You never know you'll need them.
No. I think it's like with clothes. When you haven't used it for more than a month, you know you're not going to use it.
But I struggle even giving the kids clothes away.
But why? It's clothes.
Yeah, but...
Give it to someone else and needs them. I'm not asking you to throw them into the bin.
Oh, no, they always go to the bleep hole shop.
There's a lot of people there that will use them and have a use.
But, like, the very, very first cardigan Mia came home from the hospital in...
What are you going to do with that?
It's the tiniest little... My auntie knitted it. It's a beautiful little cardigan, and it's the first thing she had on when she left the hospital.
You keep also the first nappy that she put in?
No.
Why?
I've got my dad's little pair of shoes. That were my dad's very first pair of shoes that he ever wore.
Just taking this paper for no reason. It's just a memory. Just keep it on your memories.
No, because I might have a memory one day.
Take a picture.
Take a picture of my own brain and hope I remember it.
No, a picture of the thing.
No. You need to try and replace it, Alfie. Genuinely, that's what you need to do. Because if it's special, she's going to want it. If you do fess up, you need to do it in a way... I'm trying to think how you could make it sound like an accident without a football being involved, but you can't, can you? Unless, like, there was a fly or something on the fruit, you tried to swat it and accidentally smashed it that way.
Why are you killing a fly?
You're not killing a fly, you're swatting it out of the way. I would never kill a fly. You actually saw me the other day put a fly in a glass. I trapped a fly in a glass that was on the window, put some paper behind it and let it free. They only live for 3 days anyway, flies. When you brought that vase, you just WhatsApped me a picture of it, didn't you?
Yeah, I broke it. It happened.
Rather than wait to tell me when I got home, so you weren't in arm's length, you just WhatsApped me a picture and went, look at this, with the hand over face emoji. And I was expecting it to be like a little chipped mug or something. And it was just a shattered vase everywhere.
Yes, and I was the one who had to deal with the mess and hoover everything.
You're the one who did it. What do you mean? I wasn't in the house when it happened.
I didn't. Tiago did.
You can't blame your son.
Well, he's the one who did it.
He's not even big enough. He was like... He's not
he
even
hide a... behind and push it. Tiago, let's get your shoes on. No, run away. Come here.
Did he run behind?
Did he cry? Push it.
Did he cry?
No. He went like, uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Uh-oh. That's what he did.
And you had to tidy it all up.
Yes. And it was not only the crumbles of the thin, it was also the leaves. They get so thin.
Yeah, the feathers.
And I was like, Tiago.
Beautiful feathers. Yes. It was friggin' expensive, that, as well.
And then what happened? I got out a chunk. It was so heavy. I put it in a plastic bag, but because it was broken, sharp, and heavy, as soon as I put it in the bag, it ripped off the bag, so it fell again and broke again. And
then
he went like, uh-oh. That's what he does. He looks and goes, uh-oh.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, this is so cool.
Oh, yeah, he keeps saying that at the minute about everything. This is so cool.
Yeah.
His food. We went into Bury the other day.
The church. So cool.
Sir Robert Peel's statue. You said it was so cool.
Yeah.
But no, my advice, Alfie, first of all, thank you for getting in touch.
Yes.
Thank you for taking the time to send us your dilemma. We're being a bit useless with it. You've got to try and replace it. And if not, you just need to be honest and say, I'm really sorry. I know it meant a lot to you. Can I do anything to help you? She'll probably say no, not speak to you for 3 days. But like, there's nothing else you can do other than don't play football in the house, Alfie. Come on.
For
God's sake, you should know that.
If I was me, I will tell you straight away. I'll break it or it broke. Let's replace it. Instead of trying to replace it, like you try to hide it. Just be honest. Just say, like, listen, we were playing. We shouldn't. Learn the lesson. I'll broke it. I'll buy a new one.
But has he learnt the lesson, though? Because yeah. She's always telling him not to play football in the house.
Yeah, but what if... Well, tell me, with the kids in this country, raining every day, where are you going to play?
Yeah, there's no bad weather, just bad clothing. Get them outside in the rain, just put a hood up.
Okay, next time there is, like, 3 degrees and it's raining loads, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We'll play outside with the kids, and I tell you.
Okay.
Well, when they come inside like this.
Let us know what you think. Do you agree with Alfie? Do you agree with Gorka? Do you agree with me? What should he do? Have you been in this situation?
I've been.
Let us know. lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, lost.in.podcast, or if you want to voice note us and be in our dilemma next week, you can do. It's 077-610-398-98.
Ooh.
Should we play a game?
Yes, I like this game.
So today's game... It's a good old-fashioned would you rather. We play this at work, but in an awful thing. The options are awful. So it'll be interesting to know what our options are. Henry, our producer, has given us a list of would you rather scenarios, and we have to say which one we choose.
All right, so you go first.
Okay, would you rather have spaghetti for hair or garlic bread for feet?
Spaghetti hair.
Feet for me.
Because at least you can look at like braids, you know, so you can like, you know, like Rastafaris.
No, mine would be feet. First of all, you can hide them, so it won't matter. And still, second of all, imagine how much of an epic swimmer I'd be with garlic bread. If I had circular garlic bread, I'd be able to swim with the sharks.
No, it says garlic, no?
Garlic bread, yeah. So you can have a baguette of garlic bread, or you can have the pizza garlic bread. So you could cut it into the shape of a flipper, and you could hide it.
I bet you dream about this, no?
I do.
Or you will eat your own feed.
I'd have garlic bread for... Oh, I could smash some garlic bread now. I
bet you do,
bread.
Yeah. Stink after.
Would you rather always be too hot or be too cold? Too hot.
I would rather be too hot, yeah.
Yeah, because...
You can cool down.
Yeah, and at least if you're too hot, you can strip off. You can just... Not in a sexual way.
I didn't do anything.
With that look. If you're too cold, I find if I'm too cold, I tense up. Your shoulders come up to your ears and you're like, oh... Everything aches when you're too cold.
But if you're cold, just put clothes on. Make a fire. And then you sleep better because you sleep in a cold room, which is what you want.
I think if you're too hot...
If you're too hot, you cannot sleep in settled. Mm. If you're in the snow and it's too cold, you just put like 3 pairs of socks, yeah?
No, I'd still be too hot.
But what happens if you are like, in the desert, you are very hot, you don't have clothes already
because
you're hot...
You've just given me shit for thinking too much about a garlic bread on my feet. You're going in depth with this.
Yeah.
Think of the feeling of the ice bath for more than 2 minutes.
Think of living in a sauna 24/7.
Ooh.
At 80 degrees.
I'd still rather be too hot. Would you rather every time you talked, it was in song, or every time you talked, it was by shouting?
Shouting as well, I do normally.
You do that anyway, I was going to say.
I'm Spanish.
Mine would be song.
You can sing and talk.
I can.
Talk to me like singing.
No.
That's very theatrical.
That is one thing that you don't know about me. I do sing.
Yeah, you sing.
You were shocked, weren't you, when you found that out?
It's very theatrical.
I used to be terrible, but I've got a bit better.
Can you do it like theatrical? Come on.
No, what do you want me to... What can I... Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No, tell me like Gorka.
Speaking of singing, I took Mia to school the other day, and when she gets in the car with Gorka, she always has Taylor Swift on.
She
loves the Red album. And she got in my car the other day, and I'd done that thing where the night before I'd come home from work... I was listening to Ice Cube and I had it on full blast. And I turned the engine off before I turned the radio off, before I turned the music off. So when I turned the car back on, she got in the car. It was Ice Cube and it was part of his NWA days. So it was quite a sweary rap. And she just rolled her eyes and she went, oh, Mum, you and your rap. That's what she said to me.
Fair play.
She was like, Papa has Taylor Swift on when we're in the car.
She asked for it.
I know.
And if not, have Olivia Dean.
I know, you like Olivia Dean songs, don't you?
Talk to me.
Would you rather look like a fish or constantly smell like one?
Be like, look like a fish. Smell like fish. Mm. Imagine. The smell of... Imagine
walking... If you looked like one.
Imagine, yeah, but it depends on
like
which fish.
Like a carp.
It depends on which fish. Imagine you walking 24/7
yeah, I wouldn't want to smell
with
like
a can
fish.
Of tuna on your nose.
No.
There you go.
Yeah, so look like... Because, again, I could put shades on, I could wear a hat, I could hide it.
Yeah, it can be like Cool Nemo.
Would you rather have a 5-minute conversation with your past self or future self?
Future self.
What would you say to your future self, though? I'd rather have the future unknown.
No.
I'd chat about the past things that we did and laugh about them. People who live in the past genuinely tend to be more depressed.
Nostalgic.
And nostalgic because they're thinking about a time that is completely gone. It's never going to come back. So it makes them in a low kind of
mood.
You
do that a lot, you know.
So that's what happens. People live in the past, they become depressed. People who live in the future...
Are you depressed? No.
People who live in the future tend to be anxious and on edge because they're forever wondering what's coming. They're not at ease. And that's why you should live in the present because you don't know what's happening. But mind you, when was it? Was it last night or the night before when I burst out crying that Benji was going to die one day, even though he hadn't died?
Yeah. Just 2 days ago. I was with my headphones watching the football and then I can see her cuddling Benji and crying. I was like, what's wrong? She's like, nothing. I just saw something made me very sad because Benji's going to die. And I was like, yeah, but not now.
No, it just dawned on me. It hit me. He had his paws on my shoulders and he was being so lovely. And I was looking into his eyes, like looking into this little dog's soul. And then I remembered how painful it was saying bye to Norman and Ollie. And I just went... oomph. And I just thought, one day, I'm going to have to go through that again.
But you know we're all going to die one day.
Yeah, I know. No, we won't die. We just go home. It's just a temporary goodbye.
Great.
But I just thought, it hit me and I thought, oh my God, I'm going to have to go through that again.
Yeah.
So it made me cry. It must be me. I blame it on my perimenopause. Would you rather lose all your money or lose all your memories or my money? Easy. Yeah, easy one, that.
Would you rather be able to fly or be able to breathe under the water?
Breathe underwater, get me with them sharks.
Yes.
I used to want to be a mermaid.
Or fly. Depends on the speed.
No, I wouldn't want to fly.
Yes.
I'd be freezing.
You can go more places than through the sea.
No, imagine.
Do you know what I would love to do? Not fly another. I would be a lot. I would
teleport.
Love. Yes, to be able to do like now, like this, bam, and say, like, I'm in Spain.
Yeah.
Or bam, and
all
I'm in New
York.
All
hold hands together and like the film Jumper.
Yeah.
But with the sea, if you could go under, breathe underwater, I think there's only somewhat like 28% of the ocean that we've explored. Maybe I might be wrong on that, but there's still a huge, over 50% of the ocean is too deep. We don't know what's down there. So, like Megalodon and all them, they could exist. Genuinely.
Under the water.
It's too dark and too deep. We can't physically go down. And there's been sightings of mermaids, but they're like, it's called a siren. They're quite aggressive. It's not like an aerial. I mean, the real mermaid tale is tragic. The Hans Christian Andersen one, she passed away, bless her.
Yeah.
But they're called a siren, and there has been.
Remember that
sightings
series they used to watch?
Yes.
Called a siren, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so get me under that water.
That was during lockdown, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. The last one. Would you rather give up coffee for life or your favourite food for life?
I'd give up my food for life. Coffee gives me energy. Yeah. It promotes my life.
Also, coffee is one of my favourite things, so no, yeah.
What is your favourite food?
Many.
If you had to give up one food, he said last night, he said, in fact, you let me down. We've been doing really well. We said a few weeks ago we're not going to have any processed sugar, and we haven't. We've been really, really good with it. But
I let you down?
But I'm on that kind of, I'm not like going sugar teetotal at all, although I didn't have any dessert at the Brits. I was like, no, I'm good. But then last night you said, I don't know what it is. I fancy some digestives. And you put it in my head. And he went upstairs and I thought, I'm going to frigging do it. I made myself a massive bowl of porridge, put some chocolate protein in, and then I crushed a load of Biscoff and put Biscoff spread, Biscoffs, and then just to top it off, a big spoonful of jam on top of it. And I sat and ate it all on the couch. I was thinking, Gorka's going to do the same. He came down, he didn't do it. You didn't have anything.
No, it was just a thought that I'd just share with you.
You put that thought in my head. I thought, bollocks to this, I'm going in. And then I got in bed, I had the most chronic headache and the worst sleep, all because of that sugar.
Yeah, no, I was fine after.
Yeah.
I just said it.
Said it, passed it to me, and I did it.
Because I was hungry at the time, because I had dinner at 5:30.
Yeah, you had an early tea, didn't you? Yeah.
I'm trying to have dinner 3 hours before bed. Do you know that rule, 3-2-1?
That's why I have my dinner at work on the radio. Yeah. They go mad at me in the studio.
So why do you have porridge after when you get home?
Because you put it in my head. I wanted something like sweet, so I thought I'd make a nice big bowl of porridge full of biscuits and jam and, yeah. Great. Even Mia said to me, why are you having that now, Mum? And I was like, this evening, going, I don't know. I just wanted it.
Good.
That's all we've got time for this episode.
Well, maybe the listeners can tell us what they also would they rather.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you send us your would you rathers? And we'll answer yours. We'll do an episode answering your questions and your would you rathers.
That would be fun, no?
Yeah. Well, let's do that. Anything you want to ask us, any subjects or anything like that, let us know and we'll do that maybe next week or the week after. It's lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. You can WhatsApp us or voice note us on 077-610-39898, or you can just follow us on social media at lost.in.podcast.
Do follow us.
And we'll do an episode of questions, queries and would you rathers.
Yeah.
There you go. Enjoy the rest of your New Year's Eve, whatever you're doing.
And good luck with the change of clocks.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week. Adios.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.